Joining me on tape here is CHS President and CEO Jay Debertine. And Jay, thanks so much for talking with us. There's been a lot of development on the trade front since even we talked to you last week at your guys' annual meeting.
You're right, Megan. There has been a lot of developments in the last week. Some good news with USMCA looking like it's going to be, finalized. And now, as of last night, some positive news around the trade front with China. Still, we'll see what the details look like. That's yet to come. A lot of people, I think, are doing a little bit more guessing than they have facts right now. But we'll keep a positive attitude and outlook about it.
So from CHS's business standpoint, what do the forward progress with these trade deals mean from a company perspective?
So, essentially we need, for the products that we deal with, the agriculture commodities that our owners grow and farmers produce and ranchers produce, we need just the market signals so the products flow the way the market wants to demand them. Mm-hmm. And when these things called tariffs or other non-tariff barriers get put in the way, it just interrupts those kinds of flows. Mm-hmm. That just makes it a challenge to kind of plan your business for a farmer, as well as for a company like us of, how do we think about, lining up vessels for December, for example, would be kind of a practical question. Mm-hmm. Are essentially the doors going to be open? Should we line those vessels up? Will we be back to where we were 18 months ago where those doors were essentially closed and you don't want to have the vessels lined up? So you quickly get to these practical sides, and the more that we can, I'll call it kind of knock these things off and operate more where there's good clarity. It doesn't always mean, Megan, that the news is necessarily good, right? That would be an overstatement. It's just that you understand a little bit with better clarity what the news is.
And so on that note, too, when we talk about logistics, as we know, while the snow really is putting a halt to some of the harvest here in the Northern Plains, virtually all harvest season long, logistics were one thing that CHS had to address.
It has been, and really started last, frankly, last fall when the trade issues came in, and then we went into a really tough, cold, long winter, which really impacted rail traffic, particularly all across our trade territory. Then into the spring with river flooding along the Mississippi that interrupted, largely barge traffic is really the biggest way we move so many inputs up into the northern areas like fertilizer other products like that. And then they turn around and haul grain back out. And those barges where they would typically show up as early as March on a good year, we didn't see barges show up in the Twin Cities until July. So that just, one more thing that kind of interrupted, interrupted the flow. So logistics are, they're just a big thing for all of us.
Yes, they are, certainly. So as CHS prepares for 2020, Jay, what is top of mind?
So, we do feel that some of the challenges that we have in agriculture are going to be with us for a while. I mean, we think trade issues can get in a better place, but the world has a lot of grains. It has a lot of grains, and so we don't necessarily see a magical lift just because of a trade issue. We see better certainty, better market signals that we can react to, but I don't necessarily think that translates by that fact alone to just a general lift. So I think some of the challenges that we face around operating really sharply and crisply and look for ways to improve our operations, whether it be us as a company at CHS or farmers in their own operations, I think that pressure is still going to be on us. Now, I would also say that, that gives us a bar to shoot for. It gives a bar for all of us to shoot for, because that top 25% of operators out there, they may still not be doing as well as they hope to, but relative to others, they're doing much better.
Yes. Well, very good, Jay. As we wrap up our conversation here, any final comments?
No, we have to keep in mind that those of us in agriculture, have a mindset of head up, eyes on the horizon, and it doesn't mean we're naive about the challenges, but we also are built in a way that we know these challenges are there, but that's the business that we are in, and we'll keep our head up and our eyes on the horizon.